to Lincoln. And to Klesman. Gets it to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell hands off to Hepburn against Demarcus Lawrence. Chucky backs up near half court. 15 on the shot clock. Hepburn off the Crowell screen. Chucky a step back left wing jumper. Good, and we're tied. Hepburn ties the game at 61. 2:38 remaining. 19 for Hepburn today. Sam Griesel up the floor for Nebraska. On the left sideline. Now picked up by Asijan on the switch. Griesel, quick turn, baseline, low on the left, up short, rebound, Crowell. 2:22 to play, tied at 61. Hepburn jogged it up through the center circle. And he'll set the offense for Greg Gard's Badgers. Hepburn off of the right side. The drop coverage from Cada. Lawrence picks up Hepburn, right wing. Chucky shakes off the wing, starts to back right lane line, darts at the Klesman left side, dribbles off the wing in the lane, push it up right hand, back rim no good. Griesel the rebound with 2 minutes to play. Tied at 61. Sam Griesel brings him up the floor. Huskers move to our left. Now Tomei Naga for three. Right side short. Rebound loose. Gathered Crowell on the floor. Cade on the floor. Tie up. Held ball. Arrow Wisconsin. With a minute 45 to play. Still tied at 61. Down to the end we go again. The Badgers 9-5 in games this season, despite decided by 5 points or less. All six of the Badgers' Big Ten wins have been by 5 points or less. Here comes Hepburn with a minute 45 to play. Wisconsin 61, Nebraska 61. Hepburn up the middle. Fans are dribbling to the right side. He'll try a three right of the circle. That's short, no good. Just caught the front rim. Walker the rebound. We're down to 90 seconds to play, tied at 61. Griesel front court lefts. Hepburn defends. Griesel pounds the dribble, right hand hip high off the Walker screen. Griesel with an inside on the roll. Cada gets it, hands it back to Griesel. Right wing, backing in the lane. One pump, shovels it in traffic. Digging after it is Wall, and it goes off of Cada last and out of bounds. Tyler Wall helping force it, but at under 2 minutes, they can review it. We have a minute 11 to play. Call on the floor. Last touch by Nebraska, but there will be a review. 1:11 to play. If the Huskers end up keeping it, they'll have 7 seconds on the shot clock. We are tied at 61.
Before that scramble, Derek Walker was frustrated. He had Chucky Hepburn trying to defend him close to the rim, and they couldn't get him the ball.
It will be Wisconsin ball.
So many little things factor into the outcome of a tight ball game.
Badgers have two timeouts available. Hoiberg has three. Possession arrow, Nebraska. Huskers in the double bonus. Badgers in the 1-1. 1:11 to play. Tied at 61. Hepburn brings it up for Wisconsin. Badgers move to our right of the second half. Hepburn throws to Crowell. Off the left elbow. Leaves it for Wall, top of the circle. Wall finds the Asijan high on the left against Hoiberg. Asijan hands off to Hepburn. 15 to shoot. 55 to play. Hepburn against Lawrence. High screen Crowell. Chucky gets it to Asijan. Top of the circle. Asijan to the line in the lane. Up right hand. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Blaze Cada. 45 seconds to play. Still tied at 61. Cada comes up limping. Timeout Nebraska with 39.6 seconds to play. 24 to shoot. Nebraska 61. Wisconsin 61. Cada, about a month and a half ago, suffered a sprained ankle, and it's been an issue for a while, and he came up limping up the floor. Looks like he's going to stay in the game. 39.6 to play. Badgers and Huskers still tied at 61.
Connor Asijan tried to score on a floater, was able to get some dribble penetration in the paint, but that was heavily contested. He's going up against some big bodies in the middle.
Yep. Looks like they're going to sub for Cada as he comes out of the huddle for Nebraska. So you got 39.6 to play, 24 in the shot clock. Huskers 61, Badgers 61. Badgers just 34% in the second half, 3 of 13 from 3. Meanwhile, Nebraska has hit half of its 24 shots overall and 7 of 13 from the three-point line four of those seven second half hits coming from Keisei Tomenaga. Hepburn, Klesmet, Esiejan Wall, and Crowell for Wisconsin. Walker, Hoiberg, Lawrence, Griesel, and Tomenaga for Nebraska. And Tomenaga will inbound, front court sideline right. We'll see what Hoiberg draws up here in the final minute at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Tomenaga looking, flips it into Walker, right of the lane, moving in against Stephen Crowell. Walker still backing, low on the left, pushed it up, no good, rebound Wall. Down to 30 seconds to play. You got about a second and a half difference, game to shot clock. Greg Gard says play on, at least for the moment. 20 to play, 18 to shoot. And now Gard will use the timeout, 18.2 to play, 16 to shoot. Does it get the timing right? Greg Gard using a 60 here. Wisconsin 61, Nebraska 61, and now the Badgers have a chance to grab the lead.
I was going to say that Stephen Crowell did a super job in contesting the shot by Walker, but they're giving him a block, so he got a piece of the ball as it was going up. But just a heck of a defensive effort on the part of Crowell.
Yeah, it really was. Well, we'll see what Greg Gard dials up. You know, it's always in Chucky's hands, but at the end of the first half, they were able to set up a siege in for a right wing three. Chucky loves these moments. Talking to Greg Gard earlier this week, and Chucky's made a lot of big shots. He's had some late shots that have missed, and he said, look, if you're going to love them up when they make it, you better love them up when they miss it. And so that was a lesson he learned from none other than Bo Ryan.
Well, the one thing I remember Jordan Taylor saying is that you can never fear failure when you got the ball in your hands late in the ball game.
Yeah, that's
it's just right with Chucky Hepburn.
Yep, to a T. 18.2 seconds on the game clock, 16 on the shot clock. Wisconsin 61, Nebraska 61. Wisconsin will be inbounding, front court along the left sideline. Cada back in there for Nebraska. Max Klesmet will be inbounding. So here we go. Yet another airtight game for the Wisconsin Badgers. Klesmet gets it into Hepburn against Lawrence. 15 seconds to play. Hepburn holds it off the hip. We're down to 10 seconds, 8 on the shot clock. Hepburn left of the center circle. Game clock is at 5. Hepburn with 3 to shoot. Chucky, deep 3, straight on. Off the rim, no good. We're going to overtime. Ah, that was all they could get, a long 3. And the Badgers going into overtime for the second time this week.
It was not what Greg Gard wanted.
Nope.
You could see him waving at Chucky to move the ball inside.
Yep, yep. And they just got absolutely nothing there. So the Badgers go into overtime for the second time this week. And for the fifth time this season, the Badgers are 3-1 through the first four, lost to Kansas in Atlantis, beat Marquette in Milwaukee, beat Iowa in Iowa City, and beat Penn State on Wednesday night on the road. So more free basketball for the Wisconsin Badgers.
I could even sense in your own body language as you were ticking down the seconds there, this was not good.
No,
this did not look good, right?
No, it didn't look good at all.
And that's why, again, it stood out at the end of the first half, what they were able to execute. Moving the ball to the open shooter. In that case, it was a Esiejan. He drilled a 3.
You'd imagine under any circumstances, but especially here, Chucky Hepburn would love to get that buzzer beater. But that was a tough one. So to overtime we go. Now keep in mind, Max Klesmet and Jordan Davis, each with 4 fouls. Sam Griesel has three. No one else with the Huskers with that many. We mentioned before the opening tip, Nebraska does not foul a lot. In fact, the Badgers have had six foul shots, all from Tyler Wall, four out of six. The Huskers have left points at the line, 9 of 17. Blaze Cada and Steven Crowell ready to jump center. 61-61, Wisconsin and Nebraska. As everybody gets organized and Lewis Garrison set to put the ball in the air. And here we go, the tap will belong to Wisconsin. Badgers continue to our right. Hepburn with 19 points today. And gets it into Crowell, right wing. Now it's Wall, feeds a Seijan. Covered up by Tomei Naga. Connor goes inside to Crowell against Cada. Backing is Crowell. Right block, still backing. Left shoulder turn, up right hand off the glass and rim, no good. Blaze Cada the rebound for the Huskers. Opening minute of overtime, tied at 61. Griesel throwing to Tomei Naga. Gets it back to Griesel on the right side. Hepburn defending. Griesel and a whistle, illegal screen on Walker as he picked off Max Klesmann. And that'll be number three on Walker. Team control, non-shooting, but it is the ninth foul on Nebraska. So the next foul will have Wisconsin in the double bonus. 4:25 left in overtime, tied at 61. Hepburn to the front court. A little bump from Wall, now off of the Crowell screen. Hepburn moves right, goes to Klesmann, gets it to Wall, baseline right. Wall backing on Walker. Tyler, right lane line. Wall backs, right shoulder turn, goes up and in. And Walker went to the floor, nothing called, no foul, no flop. Wall gets the bucket, his first field goal today. 63-61, Wisconsin, a minute gone by in overtime. Griesel high on the left, throwing to Tomei Naga, flipped it quickly back to Griesel. Wall gets it. Now Tomei Naga, tough three over Klesmann off the back rim, no good, as Siege in the rebound. 3:45 left in overtime, 63-61 Wisconsin. Hepburn front court left side. Chucky on the dribble. And right foul line extended. Hepburn kills the dribble, throws to Klesmann. Max to the right elbow, drifting top of the circle. Shot clock at 10. Seijan in the Wall, left of the lane against Walker, single coverage, backing Wall, five to shoot. Tyler, left shoulder turn, up right hand, back rim no, Tomei Naga the rebound. 3:15 left in overtime, 63-61 Wisconsin. Tomei Naga driving to the rim off the right wing, layup is good. 20 for K-State, Tomei Naga tied at 63, 3:05 left in overtime. Hepburn leaves it for Klesmann between the circles. Max pounds the dribble. Puts at the Wall high on the left. Wall releases the Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell with a handoff for Hepburn. Chucky gets it back to Crowell. 10 to shoot. Crowell leaves it for Klesmann. Fakes the three off the Crowell screen. Klesmann slips, falls down. Trying to cover it up. And a held ball. Arrow, Nebraska. Max just lost his footing. And the Huskers able to tie it up. 2:41 left in overtime. Tied at 63. Hoiberg in. Out there with Tomei Naga, Cada, Griesel, and Walker. 2:40 left in overtime. Tied at 63. Eric Walker at the top of the circle. A crossover on Wall to the rim, and the layup is good. Walker with a sweet crossover. 65-63, Nebraska. Down to 2:25 left in overtime. Crowell left of the circle. Leaves it for Wall, right of the wheel. Wall holds and looks. One dribble, a pass for Klesmann on the right side. Mack will screen and roll. Wall low on the right, goes up. Charge called on Wall. Cada took the hit. The foul on Wall is his fourth. 2:13 to play. Nebraska the ball and a two-point lead at 65-63.
Tyler Wall got himself in trouble by dribbling too deep and he had no recourse but to hit a body.
Walker out front, hands off Tomei Naga, top of the circle. Tomei Naga left of the lane, leaves it for Walker at the free throw line. Walker against Klesmann, size advantage. Walker turns up left hand, rolls in for Derek Walker. 4-point lead, Nebraska, 1:55 to play. 67-63, the Huskers, timeout Wisconsin. We're going crazy in Lincoln. Nebraska up 4 with a minute 50 left in overtime.
We've seen a couple of really good dribble moves by Walker here on the last two possessions for the Cornhuskers. On one, he just deked out Tyler Wall to get to the rim. This one was just a mismatch where Klesman wound up on a switch and Walker was able to score easily.
Now the Badgers up against it, down two possessions with a minute 50 left in overtime. Derek Walker with 16 points, 7 rebounds. And a must-have possession for Wisconsin. A minute 50 remaining in OT. Nebraska 67, Wisconsin 63. Tominaga, Hoiberg, Griesel, Walker, and Kata, the five on the floor for Nebraska. Same five as it's been here for a while for the Badgers. Klesman, Hepburn, Asijan, Crowell, and Wall. Klesman sideline left front court, Melinda. Klesman looking, throws the Wall at the top. They want to go high low to Crowell. Knocked away by Hoiberg. He gets the steal. A mammoth defensive play by the coach's son. A minute 40 left in overtime. 4-point lead, Nebraska. And the Huskers are on offense. Walker, top of the circle, glides to the right off of Kata's screen. Wall works over to throw to Griesel. Shot clock at 12. Minute 28 of the game clock. Griesel against Hepburn. Griesel drives the lane low on the left. Tough shot. Bricked it wide right. And Walker gets cut to the floor. He was fouled by Wall. And that is five on Tyler Wall. A rough day ends for him with a minute 23 left in overtime.
Well, Nebraska simply just making plays here in the OT. As you described it, Hoiberg's anticipation of the high-low action by Wisconsin. He knew where the ball was going and he pilfered it.
Jordan Davis coming in for Tyler Wall now. Derek Walker at the foul line. He will shoot two. He's a 43% free throw shooter coming into the game. He's missed his one attempt so far today. Huskers in the double bonus. Walker takes a deep breath. And the first free throw is good. 68-63 Nebraska with a minute 23 left in overtime.
Badgers have taken only three shots in this OT, and neither Hepburn nor Asijan has taken one of them.
Second free throw for Walker in the air, and he made them both. It's all going right for Nebraska in overtime. 69-63, the Huskers. 120 to play. Hepburn throwing to Asijan. Quick release three. Off the rim, no good. Kata the rebound. 112 left in overtime. 69-63, Nebraska. Walker, baseline left, throws to Tominaga. Turned down the three, has been wisely so, and then he got fouled. Klesman got him, and Max is fouled out with 105 left in overtime.
Showed pretty good discipline. He wanted to launch, didn't he?
Yeah, he's smart. He's smart enough.
Yeah, he is. He got what he wanted. He got Klesman to foul.
So Isaac Lindsay will come in for Klesman. 65 seconds left in overtime. 69-63, Nebraska. Keisei Tominaga with 20 points today. He had five in the first half, but he got really loud in the second. His back-to-back threes triggering the comeback when the Huskers were down by 17 early in the second half. He'll make the first free throw. Jamarcus Lawrence will come in for Blaze Kata. 70-63, Nebraska. Second free throw coming up for Tominaga. Made the first, and he is good with the second. 71-63, Nebraska with 65 seconds left in OT. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Chucky to the front court. He needs something quickly. Asijan left side with a shot fake. Now left corner three, caught the top of the glass. It comes down to Lawrence, and it has slipped away for Wisconsin here today as Isaac Lindsay reaching in is called for the foul.
It's hard to believe that not so long ago Wisconsin had the ball setting up a last second shot at the end of regulation.
Yep.
Didn't get a great shot, and since then it's all gone Nebraska's way.
And Badgers got an early overtime bucket from Tyler Wall, and that has been it. Nebraska on a 10-point run as Jamarcus Lawrence goes to the foul line, where he is 0 for 2 today, 7 of 17 for the season. First free throw is good. 72-63 Nebraska with 52 and a half seconds left in overtime. Second free throw coming up in the air, and that rattles in. When you're hot, you're hot. 10-point lead, Nebraska. Inbounds pass to Hepburn in the final 50 seconds of overtime. Hepburn for three, right of the circle. Nope. Crowell trying to back tap it into the hands of Hoiberg, and he'll quickly get it to the front court with 38 seconds left in OT, and the Huskers will just burn off time now. And the Badgers will let him do it. 30 seconds left in overtime. Well, obviously, for the Badgers' perspective, a tough loss, but this is one impressive comeback by Fred Hoiberg's Nebraska team here today. Griesel, a lob to Walker inside, couldn't finish. Crowell, the rebound, 15 seconds to play. Jordan Davis will try a three on the left side. That's an air ball. Asijan saves to Hepburn. He'll try a logo three. That's off the rim. Rebound, Hoiberg, and Nebraska will win it in overtime. Down 17 in the second half. The Huskers storm back and then storm Wisconsin in overtime en route to a 10-point win.
Well, when you look back on that comeback by Nebraska, not only did the Huskers start running better offense, namely Tominaga hit those two threes, but the Badgers stopped scoring. They had trouble all day long getting the ball inside and getting any production out of Crowell and Wall. I mean, this is a story we've seen before where the team takes away your two bigs inside. How are you going to respond? They didn't respond very well once they got the 17-point lead because they couldn't find the offense they needed after that.
And they had trouble finding Keisei Tominaga. It's open, he makes it. If you guard him, he can make it. Those back-to-back threes that he hit when Wisconsin was leading 45-28, that really got it started for the Huskers. And having said all of that, the Badgers are the final possession of regulation and got nothing out of it.
That's frustrating, isn't it?
Very frustrating day for Wisconsin and the polar opposite for Nebraska.
You just hope you're in a situation, if you're attacking the rim, if you don't make a basket or get the shot you want, you might draw a foul. If you're attacking the rim in the final seconds of regulation, but they didn't do it.
Well, Nebraska, needless to say, is a problem for Wisconsin basketball here of late. Final score today, Nebraska 73, Wisconsin 63. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart.
heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Well, the Badgers were in about as much control as they've been in a while, but you just know the nature of the game today and the three-point shot, how it could be an equalizer. Wisconsin led 45-28 with about 16 minutes to play. And then K-State Tominaga got hot. Sam Griesel had a heck of a line. 15.7 rebounds, 6 assists. Derek Walker, 18.8 rebounds. Long story, a little less long. It was 61-all at the end of regulation, and then in overtime, the Badgers missed 7 of their 8 shots. Nebraska, 3-6, and 6-6 at the foul line.
I just went back and looked at the closing seconds and minutes of regulation. Nebraska didn't have any points over the last 3:56, so they opened the door.
Yep.
And Wisconsin's last basket was at 2:44 when Chucky tied it up at 61-all. And both teams traded mistakes until the very end, where Badgers didn't get a very high percentage shot from Chucky Hepburn.
And the Huskers in overtime assume control and get the big win for Fred Hoiberg's team, 73-63. Tominaga with 22 points, Walker with 18, Griesel with 15, Jamarcus Lawrence with 11, Sam Hoiberg with 3, and then a big defensive play by Hoiberg as the Badgers tried to go high-low, wall to Crowell, and Hoiberg came in and took it away from Crowell. Wiltshire with 2 for Blaze Cada. Hepburn with 19 to pace Wisconsin, 13 for Asijan, 12 for Max Klesman, 8 for Steven Crowell, 9 rebounds for Crowell. Tyler Wall with 6 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, but just one bucket for Tyler here today. 1-6 for the field. Jordan Davis ends up with 5 points. Nebraska wins it, 73-63. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. Nebraska beats Wisconsin in overtime here today, 73-63. We are joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard. Greg, we talked before the game. There's a lot of different areas we could go, but we talked before the game about someone like Tome Naga and the hot player he had been. But it looked like you guys were getting control. He gets in rhythm with those threes, and it seemed like that was a big spark for those guys to rally as they did today.
Yeah, we gave up way too much too easy. And some of it in the first half that I thought we could have been better fouling, we fouled too much. But the second half, I didn't recognize that team out there, as I just told them in the locker room. Completely flipped who we needed to be and how we needed to play. The last 16, 17 minutes of regulation. And then obviously overtime. So defensively is where we completely changed personalities, and they took advantage of it.
During that stretch where they made the run at you after you had taken the 17-point lead, did you feel like there was a little lack of continuity offensively too, where you just didn't
get any consistent? Yeah, we got open looks. You got to finish in the post. I mean, we had into our guys that are post players pretty deep. You got to come away with something. I thought we had some decent looks from the perimeter. Connor had several. Chucky's, for the most part, were pretty good. But the defensive end is where we fell apart in the second half, specifically there. We just let them get way too much confidence. And it started with the fouling. I mean, we had three fouls in the first, three possessions. And that allowed them to get some confidence, get to the free throw line, and gain momentum that way and keep chipping back.
Greg, you mentioned on your radio show earlier this week, if you're going to love up somebody who makes a big shot, you got to love them up when they don't. That said, at the end of regulation, did Nebraska take something away, or did something just not unfold?
Yeah, we got to it too late, and we needed to be in the paint making a play, not shooting the one we shot. We needed to be in the paint making a play for the ball handler or somebody finding somebody if somebody ended up open.
It was all about momentum in the OT too, was it? Once Nebraska grabbed that momentum, you couldn't wrestle it back.
Yeah, I mean, we had, we had the lead there, and we missed point blank to go up four, I believe, in overtime. So those things, just not being able to cap it. And we really didn't finish well all game in the post. I didn't think we were playing with power in there, with any force. It shows by how many we didn't shoot enough free throws, because we're not going through contact and at the backboard and through bodies. We were avoiding it, and it showed in our shooting percentage, and it shows that you're not getting to the foul line.
All right, Greg, get you guys on the bus, get you home, the next three at home. So appreciate your time.
Thanks
much. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Nebraska wins here in overtime this afternoon by a final score of 73-63. When we continue, we'll run down the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 21 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 44. Lows around 25 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Sunny skies Monday with highs in the upper 30s, chance for scattered showers Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 46.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
Nebraska 73, Wisconsin 63, in a day where the Badgers end up shooting just 36% from the field, 9 of 31 from 3. 4-6 from the foul line. That was all from Tyler Wall. Nebraska really got it cranked up in the after halftime, ending up 46% for the field, 8 of 22 from 3. Even that's a little deceiving because K-State Tominaga went 5 of 11, as we've said multiple times here. He really helped get it back in the game. And they're also 15 of 23 at the free throw line. So the latest in the gut punch world. Now they got three games at home, and let's see how they get out of this.
Yeah, this is a hard loss. Let's not sugarcoat it. It's a bad loss. And amazing how quickly things change, though. It never ceases to amaze me. As long as I've been around the sport, a 17-point lead, it looked like the Badgers were in control of things. Mm-hmm. And Tominaga hits those two threes. And I still didn't. You know, I still wasn't sweating it, but all of a sudden the crowd's in.
Yeah.
And then you could tell the bench was excited, yeah. Right? And then now the momentum switches. And how do you stop it? The old ball coach used to talk about the pendulum swinging. How do you swing it back in your favor?
And let's be honest, this is a Badger team that can't stand prosperity.
So they get themselves in a lot of holes.
Yeah. No lead is all that safe. And, you know, the three can be a great equalizer. And Nebraska certainly used it at times and then got the ball inside, too. Sam Griesel did a great job going downhill. Derek Walker getting a lot of work done. The paint points ended up being 32-20 in favor of Nebraska. And then the points off turnovers, which was a good storyline for Wisconsin much of the game. It ended up closing there. It was still 19-13 in favor of Wisconsin in the points off turnovers. But again, a lot of in-close shots. This is a team that does not they don't finish well to this point of the season. They really have trouble around the rim. Some guys, their two-point numbers were much better last year than this year. And when you can't finish, it comes back to haunt.
That was kind of the mystery of it all, too, because they had taken that 17-point lead without really Wall and or Crowell participating that much offensively.
In terms of scoring.
Yes, scoring.
I mean, Wall ended up with five assists.
So they weren't getting their points at the block or low from those two, and they were leading pretty significantly, but they couldn't sustain it.
So the Huskers roared back in a big win for Fred Hoiberg's team here today, 73-63. Back with a final thought or two, maybe just one. In a moment, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 21. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 44. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night, 25. Upper 30s Monday, turning warmer Tuesday with highs in the mid 40s and scattered showers.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently it's 43.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Rolling through it, Dom. We got a fine guest joining us right now. He is Charlie Barron's comedian, host of the Cripes Cast. Charlie, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Charlie.
How's it going?
Excellent, sir. Excellent. Welcome aboard Civic Media. Very excited to have the Cripes Cast playing out here. Charlie, first and foremost, for those that may not know your brand, and I can't imagine anyone in Wisconsin doesn't know you by now, but we got some listeners outside the borders. Charlie, tell them a little about yourself, please.
I think there's probably plenty that may not know, but I am a comedian. I do I start off doing the Man Talk Minute, and I do a lot of Midwest sketch comedy. And before that, I was in the journalism business a little bit, and I do stand up, and the whole deal. So I super lucky to do the thing that I do, I guess. And it's a lot of Midwest stuff. The comedy is, and
Charlie,
just a lot of observational stuff. Yeah,
Charlie, you grew up a Wisconsin kid. Are you literally from Manitowoc? Where do you hail from?
No, so that's interesting. So I'm from Wisconsin, backstory is I was in the news business for a while, but I was always told, and I actually lost a couple gigs because I had an accent. Thought was pretty subtle, honestly. I know. I thought it was subtle. And so then fast forward, I lose a couple jobs, and I'm now in Los Angeles. And I'm doing, red carpet stuff. I'm really bad at it because I didn't do any research before the red carpet. But I started doing... I started doing stand-up at night, and I was doing stand-up based off my time in local news. And that was sort of the bit that always saved my stand-up because it wasn't very good. But when I did, the super exaggerated Wisconsin accent that, you know, I kind of got from my family. And I got family in Fond du Lac and all that sort of stuff. And then farther up north. So I kind of could exaggerate it and make it seem like that a little bit. And that bit always killed. And there was this one guy in the audience this one night, and this was at the Comedy Store in L.A., and I said, is anyone from Wisconsin? He said, me. I said, where are you from? And he goes, Manitowoc. And I says, okay. And then he goes, these old fashions. And I'll tell you what, they suck eggs. I was like, all right, story checks out. He's really from Manitowoc. So, basically, I named the Manitowoc Minute after that guy, thinking I would only do one episode. But then, it kind of took off. So, and then I kept going with it. And, but that's where I'm from the suburbs of Milwaukee myself, actually. So, but my family, like I said, is kind of from up there. So that's sort of where I take the accent and everything from.
Well, Charlie Behrens, our fine guest comedian, host of the Cripes Cast. We'll tell you more about that in just a minute. Charlie, it is about 5:30-ish on a Friday afternoon. I know you often joke about the old fashions because that's like Wisconsin's favorite drink. But Dom's a tequila guy, and I've got a little Wisconsin whiskey here in the studio with me. If you were cracking something on a Friday afternoon after 5, Charlie, what might you be drinking?
Well, that's actually a very, I in fact am drinking something right now. This is a Liney's light, actually. I didn't, a lot of people didn't know that they got the light, but it's a Liney Kugel's light. And that's what I'm doing right now. But the tequila sounds good as well. You can actually, there's this one bar that I went to in Milwaukee where they do a mezcal old fashioned.
Oh, yummy.
So, I don't know how they do it. I tried it. It tasted like mezcal.
that smoky flavor never goes away.
Yeah, exactly. But, that's what I'm drinking right now.
Well, all right, Charlie, let me ask you, what your objection to other states, other areas, regions that make their old fashions, what is your biggest objection? Is it Luxardo cherries what's the problem?
Right. So if we're really going to go into this, you got to do an old fashioned right. And I think you got to do it with brandy, just because that's the way I kind of grew up doing it. If the bottle of brandy doesn't look like it came out of Grandpa Bob's tackle box, you're already doing it wrong, first of all. Second of all, I'm going to say you got to do, I know that there's a lot of people pushing for the bourbon and the whiskey and the old fashioned. I mean, you are welcome to do that in Illinois, but up here I'm going to have to say stick with the brandy, okay? And just for your first one, if after your first one, if you still don't like it, then you're welcome to do what you want to do. But at least, try the as it's traditionally done in Wisconsin. Then it comes to the floater. You want to do sweet, sour, or press. Well, the people get press. Or, they're trying to prove something, they're like, I go to the gym, so just club soda for me. But I like to go sour. I like to get a little naughty with it. I like to do that jolly good sour power is frankly where I'm at with that. And some people prefer Sprite. Some people squirt 7-7. I'm not here to judge you past that. Just keep the brandy in it. We're going to be okay, in terms of my deal. And if you're making them at home, and you don't got the toothpick, you can use a nail or a paper clip. You just straighten that out. That'll hold your garnish up on there. It's all about presentation. So
and the garnish, orange and a cherry, right?
Yeah, I like to do the garnish à trois. Okay, so that's two cherries and an orange in between.
Fancy.
A little thruple.
Yeah,
thruple on the glass. So, yeah, but it's some people go olives, and that's impressive, and mix up the sweet and the savory, and that's really good, too. So there's many different ways to do it. Brandy is really the main ingredient that is necessary, though, I will say that.
Charlie, I got to tell you, my last Friday in-studio guest requested White Claws. And I have never in my life raised a White Claw until that night. And I got to tell you, it left me a little wanting. Are you a White Claw guy? Can you be talked into a White Claw, Charlie?
You know, no, I can't, honestly. I mean, look, I will. If I need to hydrate and that is the only thing that's around, I mean, I suppose any port in a storm. But, you know, basically what a White Claw is, you know, when you go, you know, when you go to the bank and they've got that bowl of suckers, you know, basically the people who create White Claw took a whole bowl of those suckers and then poured seltzer water into a can and dropped the sucker in and just let it dissolve. And that's your White Claw. There might be booze in there too, but I kind of stay away from those. They're questionable at best. No offense to your guest either. No, I mean, no. And I apologize if they took, you know, offense to this. That's not what I mean to do. I'm just trying to show them an alternative way of, you know, thinking. And it definitely not about a White Claw, though.
Our fine guest, Charlie Behrens, comedian, expanding horizons for those that would ever consider raising a White Claw. Charlie, we got to make a big announcement. You are partnering with Civic Media, this little organization I'm a part of, and you are rolling out the Cripes Cast right here across the Civic Media Network. It's going to happen this weekend, Charlie, tomorrow high noon, and then a replay on Sunday. You know, give people an opportunity. Maybe they got a Friday night, you know, late night going on. They might not be out of bed by noon tomorrow. But Charlie, let's talk about why a podcast and why radio now?
Well, I mean, radio. I mean, why radio? Jeez. Radio's, that's the gold standard. Come on now. You know, I think it's great. Radio gets to where the internet doesn't always get, you know. Like when you're going, one of my favorite things is to drive around when I go tour or I'm on the road or whatever, and you get to kind of a place where your internet isn't there, and then you listen to the radio there, and oh, man, some of the greatest shows, you know? So I kind of wanted to go there. Like there's this one show I was listening to. It was a just straight-up buy, sell, and trade show, and I could never find it afterwards. I listened to it when I was a kid. It was around La Crosse.
RC Movers on WRCO. Charlie Behrens, there's a good chance you're going to play after that fine product. That's a Civic Media product now. That is crazy,
yes.
Dude.
Yes.
It is crazy. They've
that
got hundreds of people.
They
line them up to sell rhubarb and items from the garage. People line up for hours. I got in-laws in that part of the state. That's how we found that station, was through that show.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I'm so happy you told me that. In fact, forget about my show. Forget about the Cripes Cast. Just listen to that, okay? If I could just be the follow-up, just the lead-in to that, that would be amazing. I mean, that show is absolutely amazing. So that, I mean, that's really it right there. That was a big thing, you know? And that's great. Super glad you told me that. So, yeah, my show is an interview show. I mean, I just talk to people, you know, for and or from the Midwest is kind of the tagline. But, you know, that's really a catch-all to just kind of talk to anyone. And I've been having a lot of fun with it. We started in around 2020, you know, a good year to start stuff, you know.
Been great
doing
timing.
It since. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, let's do a podcast. Well, people come in, I'll go to them, you know, and then, nope, it all became Zoom right short after that.
Charlie, you've interviewed members of your family very recently on the Cripes Cast, and I watched some of that. I've tried interviewing own members of my own family. That's always a little touch and go, isn't it, Charlie?
Yeah. What'd you bring up? Come on. What'd you bring up? Did you wait till your interview to bring up some childhood stuff?
What's well, Charlie, I literally met my DNA father, who I didn't even know the man existed. I met him the night before, but then I interviewed him. I got to know him on the radio. So talking about out there without a net, he told me about things about my mom that should not have been shared on the radio. I'll just leave it at that.
Wow. Holy smokes. That's wild. What a cool way to do it, though. I mean, if you're going to do it.
I'll introduce you to Chuck. You can have him on the Kripescast sometime.
Charlie Barron's with the Kripescast. Hey, Charlie, we got a couple minutes left in this segment. Let me ask you, though. We do a lot of politics around here. Do you broach the politics? And if so, how do you decide how to do it?
Well, I don't go directly into politics. I think the thing with the whole political landscape is a lot of us agree more with each other than we don't agree with each other, you know? And I think people, for the most part, just don't want to be controlled. They don't want to be controlled by the government. They don't want to be controlled by big business. But I think some people feel like the government's doing more of the controlling. Other people feel like big business is doing more of the controlling. You know, and I think so. I think if we start with sort of what we have in common, and that's that we all just want people off our backs. And I think, you know, maybe we'll realize where we can work together. You know, there's always going to be those issues where, you know, people aren't going to agree. Well, okay. Well, we already know we're not going to agree, but let's like find some of the issues where we can agree. So while we're not going to make progress on all this stuff we don't agree on, at least we can make progress on the stuff that makes sense for everyone.
Like brandy and the old fashions, Charlie.
Yeah, brandy and the old fashions, keeping the walleyes happy in the lake. You know, let's start with the things everyone can agree on, and then we move from there, you know?
Charlie Barron's, welcome to Civic Media. The Kripescast will play out tomorrow, high noon, all across the Civic Media Network, and then a replay on Sunday. And I would encourage everyone, especially in Richland County and the surrounding areas, all the way to La Crosse, get up. RC Movers is happening every Saturday morning. It's going to lead us into the Kripescast. Charlie Barron's, really excited to have you as part of the team, man. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you. You guys take care. Watch for deer, okay? Yeah.
Thank you, Charlie. Moyer, we're going to kill Devil Radio. Now is the time, the very last time. Join us. The very last segment, 844-967-2789.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Please allow me to introduce
the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And taste. I
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
You sure we got one more? We have to.
Yes, we have to.
Well,
yes.
First and foremost, let me acknowledge our most recent guest, a fine one, funny man, Charlie Behrens. And I got to tell you, my personal experience with Charlie has been nothing but positive. This guy is not a diva like Dom's a diva. Charlie's a grounded, nice, good Wisconsin guy. You're going to hear him all across the Civic Media Network starting tomorrow high noon. Tune in for the Cripescast. Tell a friend. Charlie Behrens, part of the Civic Media Network. We appreciate it. Welcome aboard, Charlie.
And I'm don't a grounded, nice, good Wisconsin guy. Man, what are you talking
WFHR,
about?
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5